The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object!
And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose!
Your Honor, you have
markets inside a bony transport!
Your Honor, you doctored the logbook!
Damn it, Captain!
You coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
And that's a clip from the movie A Few Good Men featuring Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. Tom Cruise, believe it or not, has no formal training as an actor. And that's our theme on Inside Hollywood this week. Those who made it big without any formal training. And I'm joined by broadcaster and producer Lisa Cannon. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, yes.
This is a very interesting one.
It is.
People who just became stars.
Became stars, and so many more than you would ever think. And Tom Cruise there, and he watched that again last week. It's so powerful. I mean, what an incredible actor. His cache of work amazing, from Top Gun with Tom Cruise, Rain Man, Mission Impossible series. But he began actually his career without any formal training. And many people think, no, he couldn't have, but he did. You know, he started off with Taps. He moved on to TV series, and then he was kind of called back. And he did so well in his scenes that directors just spotted him.
Okay,
and wanted
more. He was apprenticed, really. He learned on the job.
On the job, and so many more have as well. I mean, you wouldn't think Joaquin Phoenix. He began as a child actor without any formal training, and he continued to hone his craft independently. Of course, many people remember him from Parenthood, Ron Howard's movie in the 90s. It was fantastic in that. And then, of course, on to do The Joker, Walk the Line. All his skill set is self-taught.
Yeah. And then you've got Jennifer Lawrence, and no formal training. And of course, she became huge. Cameron Diaz was a model.
Yeah, well, that I'm not surprised about, but actually she's turned into be quite some actress. You know, I really enjoy
good
her. Good comedy actress. I've interviewed her about six times. And she starred in The Mask, of course, in 1994, of course, with Jim Carrey. Very funny there. And went on to star in numerous successful comedies. Brad Pitt, he studied journalism. And people think, well, how did he get into Thelma and Louise? Well, of course, it was Gina Davis, that age-old story that she's told, that there was a lineup of all these actors. Robert Downey Jr. was one of them, and she picked Brad Pitt for his looks. He was kind of a glorified extra, as it were. He had a couple of lines, the same as James Dean, a couple of lines in a movie, and they made it work for themselves.
Now, you've got some audio of people talking about their experiences.
Yeah, we have Johnny Depp, and he started his career, again, without any formal training. Beginning in music, he was actually a bit of a rock star before he jumped onto Nightmare in Elm Street in 1984, and he's very quirky. He's got compelling performances, but here he is talking about how he prepares for acting.
Basically, I listen to music to sort of keep me in my own world, but also to keep, you know, it starts to define the character, because in a way we all have our own soundtrack going on at all times, even if we're not aware of it somehow. You know, you'll end up humming some song that you've had in your head all day.
Is this a technique or whatever you want to call it you develop personally? Does anyone else do this?
Well, I'll say where I got it from. When I worked with Marlon Brando for the first time, we were doing a scene in Don Juan DeMarco. I was on this billboard, you know, kind of got my sword out, the whole thing. And I'm Don Juan DeMarco, mask, the whole deal. Brando comes up in a cherry picker, you know?
Uh-huh.
So his cherry picker gets right up next to me, and I ask him who he is. I stick a knife in his throat, you know, and he's telling me, explaining who he is. And then during the middle of his speech, he was like, "My name is Don Francisco de Silva. I am a..." What? What? I can't hear you, Caroline. Now I'm like this with a sword in his mouth.
No idea.
What do you say to Marlon Brando? I just thought, all right, he's nuts.
Brando is nuts. Matthew McConaughey, a very charismatic individual on screen.
Absolutely. I mean, he's known for his dedication to his roles, you know, his Oscar-winning performances in Dallas Buyers Club. But the McConaissance era has showcased his dramatic range, I think. But started out with no formal training. And, you know, people say, well, do they not go to theatre, local productions? Have they not attended workshops and masterclasses? Oh, absolutely. But I'm talking about Juilliard, NYU, Trinity College, drama theatre. Nobody's done any formal formal training. So it just goes to show that you can become these characters without any formal training. Here he is talking about, you know, acting badly and how not, I suppose, to do auditions.
So I had a film that I was cast for, and I was playing this on the border Mexican drug lord. And I told myself, I said, I'm not going to look at the side. I'm not even going to read the script. It's an on the border Mexican drug lord. I hear the synopsis. If I know my man, then I'll show up and just, obviously, I'll read it right before I go on. And if I know my man, that'll be like, well, that's exactly what he'd say. Foolish. I go to set that morning. All right, I'm just going to, all I got to do is have a glance at it, and it'll be like, yep, I know how to do it. Well, I look at it right before we're about to say action, and it was a page and a half monologue in Spanish. Oh, and I remember I felt this drip of sweat come up on the back of my head and go down, and I, for whatever reason, I looked over and I said, can you give me about 12 minutes? Why I said 12 minutes, I don't know. I figured it was like not long enough to be inconsiderate, but long enough to maybe get a little bit of that stuff. Anyway, I think I was horrible in it. I stammered through some Spanish and tried to look at lines. So then I was like, okay, that's not the way to go. There's a blend here of having to do your due diligence, do your studying, but then being able to go there on the day and relax and throw it all away.
Great stuff from Matthew McConaughey. Michael Fassbender, one of our own.
One of our own, yes. Michael Fassbender, he has had no formal training. He was actually born in Germany, which some people know that, and raised, of course, here in Ireland. He trained with the Drama Centre in London, but he left the programme to gain experience in the industry, known, of course, for X-Men, Shame, and 12 Years a Slave. But, you know, again, no formal training, which is unusual. Same with Liam Neeson. He originally studied to be a teacher, and Cillian Murphy studied at the University College of Cork Law before deciding he wanted to be a musician and then add into acting. Of course, we all know he's won his Oscar this year. But Michael Fassbender is interesting because, you know, he talks about his own preparation. This is unique. I think if you want to become an actor, listen to this.
My preparation is always pretty much the same, regardless of whether it's, you know, $150 million film or $1.5 million or whatever it may be. I've got to do a lot of homework, and I've just got to be well equipped when I come onto the floor, and I want to come onto the floor with ideas, and I want to also be well prepared so I have the ability to have a freedom to explore any avenue on the day and have fun.
And have fun, acting as fun. Leonardo DiCaprio. Massive star.
Massive star. Probably one of the best actors around. He's turning 50 soon. No formal training either. Same as Jack Nicholson, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan. I mean, Julia Roberts, the list goes on. Tom Cruise, as we mentioned, Heath Ledger as well. But here is Leonardo talking about being an actor and what it means to do this for a living and his destiny.
Being an actor is the first thing that I remember wanting to do in life. I remember at 14, 15 years old, watching some classic films, spending months and months watching all the great classics, all the great performers of the past, and being so incredibly inspired by them and saying to myself, one day I want to come close to doing something that good. So I think that thirst or that drive to just achieve what I believe is something as good as, you know, those heroes that I have is what continues to make me want to do this.
One of the texters, Michael Caine, just stumbled into acting.
Absolutely. Same as Harrison Ford. He was a carpenter on set before he was picked up to do the Star Wars movies.
No surprise that actors are not trained. Actors just read lines. Anyone who can read can act. We should not be paying these people big money for a job that 99% of people can do. That is not true.
No, that's not true. I mean, there is many online resources and kind of masterclasses that one can do. No, I mean, I don't think anyone can just pick up a monologue and go for it. You have to have purpose and sense and drive in pursuing acting. But also, you have to have the empathy there as well as a character actor.
But it's good to know that ambition alone may get you there.
Might get you there. So if there's any wannabe actors out there that are thinking to themselves, I really want to do it, but I don't want to go back and retrain. Well, maybe just get some on-set experience. Even Chris Pratt did that. Started with minor roles as an extra and built his way up, learning from directors and seasoned actors on set.
Yeah, there are stars and then there are actors. I mean, there are people, the stars normally are good looking people.
That's true. You know, that's true. And, even the ones we've listed, I suppose, Megan Fox, etc. Yes.
The other people tend, you know, the character actors who work their whole lives and get good money for so doing without ever becoming a star.
Absolutely.
And
I mean,
often they have formal training.
They have formal training. Some of my favourites, Meryl Streep, she attended the Yale School of Drama. Al Pacino trained at the Actors Studio New York. Viola Davis, she's phenomenal, trained in Juilliard, one of the most respected conservatories in the United States. Daniel Day-Lewis, and you know, known for his intense dedication, trained at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School in the United Kingdom, and Helen Mirren trained at the National Youth Theatre in the UK as well.
Yeah. And anyone who thinks they can just go in there and act, just ask them to pose for a photograph and see how artificial it looks.
Exactly. Mm. And you have to read lines. It's more difficult than people imagine. But it's great to know that there's some of our favourite actors on screen, including, as I mentioned, Heath Ledger. He left school at 16 and pursued acting. If they can all do it, we can do it too.
Fast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.